magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, May 22nd, 2017, and I have two very special guests, much more than just guests. These are dear, dear friends for many, many years, integral parts of this radio ministry, and so much more. But before I maybe formally introduce them, let me give you some quick highlights just from yesterday and give you a picture of some of the things that are going to be going on in the future. And then we'll have our guests introduced, and then there'll be a story read, and then a continuation of the story to complete it out, to give you some more behind the scenes fill in on this story. But first, let me just mention, yesterday began with a fabulous message from Pastor Jason Schiffo as he's taken the congregation through the book of Exodus. And I mention that because probably, if not this Friday, the following Friday, we're going to start a series during Mark and Friends, during this time slot in the morning, re-aired in the evening, to take you all through the book of Exodus. So we'll probably have a year or two in that book beginning either this Friday or next Friday. So be on the lookout for tuning your dial to one of our four frequencies on Friday to hear Pastor Jason Schiffo and I go through the book of Exodus. Well, after that great morning service and a little rest time at 4 p.m., Esther and I headed to Decatur, and we got to be very blessed by a worship service led by Tammy Renee Harris and various others, and even Stephen McCleary and some other backup musicians presented. But she started out with many God-honoring testimonies and sharing and singing, and was just phenomenal. They packed the Central Christian Church there in Decatur, and I saw a number of the singing men and other radio listeners, and they just filled all the pews. So it was a great time with Tammy Renee Harris and the other special guests. So that was wonderful. And we had to leave a little early and race to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. That was a church that I attended for many years as Pastor Dick Smith was celebrating a retirement. And after many years of ministry at that church, Dick and Donna Smith were given a little bit of a farewell. I think they're still going to live locally and probably attend the church, but formally as a pastor there, he's retiring after many years. And so it was fun to see so many old friends and reconnect with many people that I knew there over the many years, and then to give Dick and Donna great hugs. And Pastor Randy and Mary Gauger were there. They drove in, as were many other people that had been under Pastor Dick Smith's ministry these many years. So what a fun time to celebrate and rejoice and see the legacy that he's left, and then bless him in the days ahead in retirement. So a very full Sunday, but hey, it's now Monday, and this is going to be another filled day, because in a few hours we'll be gathering with about 70 international students for our English conversation class. And that's one of the reasons I have two special guests on the line, because they both participate on Monday and Thursdays from 10:30 to about 11:30, but both of them arrive early and then leave a little later because they're just servants of the Lord. You'll know one of them by the very name that he's been given these many years, Herb the Radio Servant. So thank you, Herb, for joining us on today's edition of Mark and Friends. But I'm going to have you informally introduce that beloved wife of yours these, what, 45 or so years, Herb?
Yeah, a little more than that, Mark.
Wow.
We're approaching 50.
Wow. Well, the listeners have heard you many times. We've had you on. In fact, I think you just had another weekend of ministry in the prison. But today we want to feature Marge a little bit through a story and through the ways you've seen God work in and through her. And then also as she supported you to go out on weekends to help me in so many different ways. But Marge has had a very unique role this last year or so with the radio ministry. So tell us a little about this wonderful helpmeet of yours, the servant of the Lord, and then I'm going to read a story titled A Heart of Compassion, written by Marianne Offenstein, and it was in last month's edition of the Prime Life Times. But tell us something about Marge before I read the story.
Well, I'd be happy to do that, Mark. As you have mentioned, prison ministry has been my primary ministry for a long time, ever since 95. And Marge does not go into the prisons with me, but she does stay home, and she is my prayer partner. She is praying for not only me, but the entire team that goes in to minister to these people who are incarcerated. On top of that, I've been helping with the radio ministry since 1994, and Marge has been a prayer warrior during this whole process. Mm-hmm. And she's helped in so many ways, not only with the development of the radio ministry, but also with the prison ministry. And I am so grateful for those prayers, and I know they're answered. They're mm-hmm. heard and they're answered, and that's critical.
Yes. And the fact that many in our listening audience now knows her as the Cookie Lady, many a Monday night you and her put together, I forget how many cookies, and you individually wrap them for the men and bring them in. That's always been a delight. And just the role Marge has had with the English conversation classes, and we'll talk a little more about that in a few minutes. And I'm going to read a story in just a minute. But let me point out a couple other things because I forgot to mention it. But on Monday, June 5th, we'll launch into a new 6-week series with our English conversation classes. And I think we have over 50 international students already signed up. And so I'll always be recruiting teachers, facilitators, helpers to step in for about an hour and a half on Monday and Thursday, or Monday or Thursday, or occasionally. So if you have a heart for internationals, I'd love to talk more about having you participate in a unique role to help them learn English, and depending on whether it's a beginner and you just work on enunciation, or the intermediates where you have some conversations, or the advanced course, we can talk about where there's a great role for you to play. And then on Saturday, June 10th, the Ivan Parker concert's coming to Lincoln Square. So that's just a few weeks away, and that'll be a great time to gather and worship. He'll be joined by the Singing Men of GNN and his son Josh. So get your tickets at the Great News Radio Center or by logging on to our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And then it's official on Tuesday, June 13th, so the second Tuesday in June, we'll launch into a series, a 6-week series on discipleship. Pastor Jason Schiffel will facilitate the conversations. It'll begin at 6:15 to 7:30. So get to the Great News Radio Center when it launches on Tuesday, June 13th, between 6 and 6:15, because we'll start right on time. So that way by 7:30, people can be heading home. And we'll have a workbook. And probably by midweek, I'll have a link to sign up, because we want to make sure we have enough materials. There's a $5 cost for the book that'll be given to all the people that sign up, and it'll be a great time to fellowship and be discipled through this book. We'll have a lot more to say about that, but put that on your calendar to launch into a 6-week series. Basically, it'll be the second, third, and fourth Tuesday in June. And then we'll take the 4th of July off. That's a Tuesday in July. And then the following 3 Tuesdays in July. So that'll be coming, and you'll hear more about that in the days ahead. But Herb, you're going to say something about the English conversation class that we'll be holding in a couple hours at the Great News Radio Center.
Well, Marge and I are so impressed with these international students in that they are so eager to learn English and to learn to pronounce words correctly. And we are just absolutely blown away by their enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And I would advise anybody that would be interested, please come. You will be so touched by how eager these good folks are to learn.
Mm-hmm. And I've prayed this through, as you have and as all of our teachers, facilitators have, that we see it as this unique opportunity to build relationships. And then as you had the opportunity this past Thursday, they were saying, now, what's this about a prison ministry that you're a part of? And so there's lots of opportunity to share how God's at work in our lives and to kind of transition conversations into spiritual matters. And, primarily our calling is to help them learn English, But if there's opportunity and it presents itself, it's easy to work in our love for God and why God has called us to do this. They're all intrigued. Now, why are you volunteering? Why are you doing this on your own time? And it gives us kind of an opportunity or a platform to sincerely share. God talks about reaching out to the orphan, the widow, the foreigner, and these are just practices that Christians do. And so, both you and Marge, you know, I handpicked you guys when I first launched this some months back, just because I knew you had a heart for internationals because of your family situation. You're both servants. I felt that your disposition and your personality and your temperament would be really good for these internationals, and the manner in which you speak and you're more slow and deliberate, that it would be easy for them to follow you. But you had no formal training in this area, so you would say to our listeners, it's really not that hard, right?
That's correct. It's just a matter of putting yourself in their shoes, trying to learn a new language. And with that compassionate point of view, it's very easy, really.
Yeah. So if we've maybe piqued your interest, and usually I have new people come and sit in on my group so I can take them through the one-minute timer and how we do things, give us a call this morning or maybe this Thursday. Well, actually, this Thursday is going to be our potluck and our ending to our eight-week series, and then we'll take a week off and then launch into the next series in June. But if you're at all interested in maybe helping the next six-week sessions, just give us a call, 217-367-7777, and we'll talk all about it. There's actually a sign-up form online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But I'm just praying that God's going to raise up some additional help because, you know, many workers make the load light. And if I think right now we have like 21 facilitators, instructors, teachers, helpers, volunteers. And the more we have, the easier it is if somebody needs off or is sick or, you know, it's nice to pair up, especially with the beginners, 2 and 3 and 4 instructors to each of the tables. That way it helps facilitate, you know, the conversation or the practice. So give us a call. Maybe you'll be a part of our next sessions with these international students. Well, here's a story as written last month in the Prime Life Times titled A Heart of Compassion, written by Marianne Offenstein. And it's to highlight and feature a beloved servant of the Lord, Marge Ketchum. And this is a bit of the story. And then, Marge, I know as you and Herb are sharing the phone, I've called them at their home in Homer, Illinois. They're sharing the phone. We're going to be handing it over to you. And then I know you're going to fill in a little more of this story, because Marianne is limited to like 300 words in her stories, and so I know she didn't get to give some of the background, and you're going to fill us all in the remainder of this program. But this begins with, sometimes you see someone and know immediately that you're drawn to them. It was that way when I met Marge Ketchum. Only later I realized we shared some of the same heart callings, a deep love of animals, fresh country air, and a compassion for children and people. In addition to many interesting life facts, like winning an archery championship as a young person, what amazes me when I'm around Marge is her wisdom about not taking life for granted, about looking back on both the good and bad and finally seeing God's hand, about the important lessons we learn, not just from those who impact us positively, but from those we find challenging. Marge is a gold mine of wisdom. Her life course was heavily impacted by Johnny, a family neighbor in the 1940s, beloved by many. Johnny lost both of his legs to cancer. Neighborhood children helped him attach his wooden legs. He carried buckets of water in his wheelchair to be helpful. He fashioned jewelry to support his family. His example taught Marge to accept life's challenges and what it means to go through hardship with grace and love. Marge worked as a vet med pharmacy technician and other posts at the U of I. Her strong relationship with numerous international students lasts to this day, and she carries that forward to the WGNN-WGNJ conversational English classes. Marge enjoys country life as the Salt Fork rolls along past the woods near her home, and I'm finding out she has a large network of people who love her. I'm honored to be one of them. Recently, when I stopped by the Singing Men of GNN's evening practice, someone handed me a homemade cookie from a wicker basket. Turns out they were made by Marge Ketchum, of course. I love you, Marge. And I love you too, Marge, and thanks for being available on such short notice for today's edition, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, it's my honor, Mark, to join you on this Monday edition. Marianne did such a beautiful job, somewhat overwhelming to me, but I dearly love her, too. She is quite a joy to have gotten to know through the radio station. I know that as she and I talked, there was not enough space for her to write everything down, and there was just a couple of things that I kind of wanted to complete a sentence with. As we talked about our dear friend, Johnny, their name was Johnny and Andrea Johnson, and we lived in Plano, Illinois at the time. My mother and father had known them before I was born, so we grew up knowing, and they had four sons, Carl, Jimmy, Gary, and Vic. And when Johnny had cancer, and he first lost one leg, and then he lost another leg, he would let us kids help him put his legs on and come sit on his lap. And he would read us Bible stories or tell us Bible stories and encourage us that just because he didn't have his legs didn't mean he couldn't spread the love of Jesus. But when it was mentioned that he carried water, he was in his wheelchair with both legs gone. And at that point, one lung also had been removed. He was carrying the water to help build an addition to the church where he had been a Sunday school teacher and superintendent for many years of the church. But he just wanted so much to be a part of it. They would have him put buckets of water on his lap and carry to be poured into the mortar to be mixed to lay bricks. And as a young child, that just has stuck in my mind all these years. Mm-hmm. Like I say, he would read Bible stories to all us kids, and we'd just gather around. And I was 13 years old when he died, and I was asked to stay home with their youngest son. He was only 3 years old at the time. And, of course, I was crushed that dear Johnny had been taken out of our life, which was selfish. But at that time, I was 13, and it was selfish. Mm. I wanted him to stay.
Right.
But Vic was 3 years old, and he came and he got my hand, and he said, come, and we went to the closet where the wooden legs had been stored, and he said, Daddy doesn't need his legs anymore, because Daddy said that Jesus is going to give him new ones. And it was at that point that I just sat and held little Vic and cried. Because I knew that it was right. And then, unfortunately, 2 years later, their second child, James, or Jimmy, died of cancer. And he was my age. And it was through him, we grew up together from the time we could walk and talk and play together. We had decided we were going to get married and we were going to live on a farm. We were going to have animals and we were going to have children. It was going to be wonderful. And so when I was almost 15, he died. And at that point, I turned my back on God. And if there is anybody that's listening that feels that you can turn your back, you may turn your back, but he's still there. And he's got his hand on your life. And sometimes he takes you through things to bring you up and out. And if there's an encouraging thing out of it, through this, as Jimmy and I, the last week before he passed away, we sat on the porch and talked more about getting married when we got older and graduated and all this. And then he went, and I was so angry. I was angry at God, and I was just really started making bad choices. Mm-hmm. And it was 5 months later then that my mother died. which even brought it to a deeper anger. And I quit school. I got married. I had children. God never gave up on me, though. And day by day, he put loving people in my life that brought me out of a pity party, and that's what it was. For I was pitying myself because this happened, that happened. And each time these loving people guided me, I knew there was a reason. It all went back to the love that first showed of Johnny with his legs having been taken. And I knew that there had been a reason that he had taken me through the heartbreak, and God meant it for good. And he gave me four beautiful children, but their father and I went different ways. And in time, Herb and I met. He had three sons, and I had three daughters and a son, and the good Lord said, I think I want you to blend this family together, which he did. And then he and I had our one son, Aaron, which brought it to eight. And we're out here on the out in the country, and as we're sitting here, I'm looking out of the dining room window into a beautiful green pasture and pine trees all around. We've been out here 49 years, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, and we have had so much fun and so much laughter. And even though, you know, you have all these things that could bring you down and keep you down, the good Lord doesn't want you to stay down. He wants you to get up, brush yourself off, say, okay, Lord, now what? What do you have in mind? Well, so we had the eight children. We had out here, we got to have our animals. We had a goat, ponies, and horse, chickens, rabbits, dogs, cats, and you name it, and we had it. Then at one point, my life got turned to vet med, and I must say I did go back and I did get my education, so that didn't go to waste. But I went to vet med as a pharmacy technician, and so I was around the animals and loving every minute of it and enjoying the international students as well as the other students. They're juniors at the vet med and mostly surgery students.
And Marge, speaking of those international students, we're going to have to let you go. SRN News won't wait, and you're going to be coming in a little while for our English conversation class today. So I got to let you guys go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That was Marge Ketchum. Marge, married to Herb the radio servant, faithful supporters and volunteers and helpers with this radio ministry. They pray behind the scenes and pray on location and are just a gift from God, and we just love them dearly and are so thankful how God has worked in their lives. And though you may have turned your back on God, he never turns his back on you, as Marge has so wonderfully stated through her own experience and her story. And may that be true for many of us today, that we always face the Lord Jesus Christ and entertain the idea and understand that he does in fact love us. Even in our worst state, he's still going to pursue us. So draw near to him and he'll draw near to you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.